Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now beginning the third perek of Masechet Sanhedrin. And as we saw in the second perek, these subsequent parakim pick up with themes that were first presented in the first perek. Indeed, our perek begins with the same first three words, Dinei Mamonot Pishlosha. But the perek is better known by the next two words, Zeb Borer Lo Echad, Zeb Borer Lo Echad. And we'll clarify what that is. We're on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah of the third parak. Dinei Mamonot Pishlosha. Zeb Borer Lo Echad, Zeb Borer Lo Echad, which, as we will see, the Gemara first understands means to mean that each Baal Din picks a Beit Din. Ushnan Borin Lahenot Echad. And that those two Batei Din pick a third, or else the two litigants pick a third Beit Din. The two Dayanim pick a third Dayan. So we're going to clarify everything based on that. Okay, next clause. Each one can invalidate the Dayan of the other one. That's Rameir. Only if you bring a proof that they really are invalid, such as being Krovin, that they're related in some way to one of the Baalei Din, or they are Psulin. Aval im hayu ksherin o mumchin mipi beitin, if they were ksherin, or, and this is a little strange, or, they were smuchim, then enu yichol foslan. Last clause is eposel edav shilzeh. Each one can disqualify the edim of the other. And we'll see what that means. Same thing. The person can only disqualify them if he brings proof that they really are disqualified. But otherwise not. Now, the first thing the Gemara is going to have to deal with is, what is Zeborer Lo Echad? My Zeborer Lo Echad is Zeborer Lo Echad. So we think that it means that each one picks a Beit Din, and then there's a third Beit Din pick. That's nine people. Bitlata Sagi, you only need three. Stine Momono Pishlosha. Hachikama, Kish is a Borlo Beit Din Achad, Viz a Borlo Beit Din Achad. It means that you don't need to do this, but if you're going to go by picking your own Beit Din, then Shten Borlo Not Achad. Then they have to pick a third one. And again, we're talking about nine people. Now, I feel Lova Matzimakev, but you're going to tell me that even the Lova can say, I don't want your Beit Din, I'm going to present my own, and then we end up with nine? If you remember Abalazo, Loshanu El Malva, we learned that a Malva can say, I'm not going to go to your Beit Din. Now, a Lova, Kofino Tova, Dan Biro. He has to accept the Beit Din that's in the city of the Malva and go to that Beit Din. So the answer is, Kadam Rabbi Yochanan Berachot Shabasur Yashanu. That is, you'll see, Rabbi Yochanan says a little further in our Sugya, they were talking about ad hoc Batei Din in Surya where they weren't experts. So Chanan Achorot Shabbos Surya Shanu. In a case like that, you could say, you know what, either party can say, I refuse to accept your Beit Din, so we'll take yours and mine and a third. Ava Mumchin Lo, but real Dayanim, you can't do that too, if you're the Lova. Now, Papa Ma'afilu Teima Mumchin. Papa said you could even talk about Mumchin. Could go on Beit Din. Ravuna Ravchista were both in the same city in Surah. The Kamar, the Mikam Atachan Alach. If the Lova could say, I don't like your Beit Din, we'll come to my Beit Din, which is in the same city. I'm not making you, giving you any trouble. It's right here on, down the block. Now, let's see if any of this works. The Chacham clearly said, you have two Dayanim, we're picking a third. If you think it's the way that we interpreted it, Beit Din, if you invalidated a Beit Din by saying, I don't like your Beit Din, how can they participate in picking another one? What is this? Each one picks one. This is what it really means. We knew this the whole time. If they choose to go this route, where each one picks one Dayan, the two Baalei Din pick a third. So why do it this way? What's the advantage? Instead of having a regular Beit Din, I pick one Dayan, you pick a second Dayan, then we agree on a third. They quoted Rabbi Zera in Eretz Yisrael. By each one picking his own, the din will come right. Because remember that ultimately it's going to be two against one, maybe. In which case, the deciding vote will be cast by the person who's impartial, who's picked by both of them. Okay, Chacham Momim. Chacham disagreed and said that the Dayanim picked him out. Name of it, Rav Yehuda Marav Kavi Palgi. Perhaps the Machloket or Meir Chachamim is the Machloket based on whether or not they accept the principle of Rav. That he said, Edim do not sign unless they know who's signing with them. And the idea is the same thing with Dayanim. So Rav Meir, later Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Meir doesn't accept that principle. And therefore he says we could have Edim sign independently of each other, not knowing who the other Edim are. Therefore you'd have the same thing with Dayanim. And therefore, of one Dayan, you picked another Dayan, and you and I can then pick a third Dayan, which they're stuck with. For Rabbanan, Lutur of Yehuda Marav, and Rabbanan say no, the Dayanim have to pick them because you can't make Dayanim sit with somebody they don't know. Look, the Kuliyam made Lutur of Yehuda Marav. Everybody accepts that principle. But Data Dayanim Kuliyam lo pligid by inan. The reality is everybody agrees that you need the Dayanim to agree to it. Ki pligid dat bali dinin. The machloket is whether you also need the agreement of the bali din. So that's the machloket. Now, gufa, Ravina Marav, Ena Edim Nachut Melashtar, etc. Tell me how we have that famous braita. The very special elite people in Shalim did the following. They would not sign a shtar unless they knew who else was signing. They wouldn't sit down a din unless they knew who else was in the debating with them. They would not sit down a meal unless they knew who was sitting with them. In other words, they wanted to make sure that their reputations were stellar and they were not joining with people of lesser stature or ethical reputation. Okay, Zeposel Dayano. The next clause said each one can possibly the other dayan. Call command to possibly Dayani. What kind of thing is this? How could you possibly just say, I don't accept this dayan? So this is where Yochanan originally said it. We're talking about these ad hoc batedin of very inexpert people. So I could, and that they had in Surya, so I could say, you know what, I don't think this dayan knows anything. Mumchim lo, but you can't do that with real proper dayanim. Now, wait a second, that doesn't work. Chacham said, when does we accept Rav Meir's ruling? That's only when you prove that they're psulim. But if they are mumchim, you can't. So Rav Meir said mumchim, implying that Rav Meir said you could invalidate even mumchim. So this is what it means. If they were kosher, then we consider them like mumchim, meaning if they're proper dayanim, they know what they're doing, and they're not pasul akarov, then they're like smuchim. Then you can't, but they're not smuchim. Which means that at this point we're saying, chachamim say, you can only pasul if you prove a real invalidity. And Rav Meir says, you could impasul them even if they are considered to be okay guys, but certainly not mumchim. So let's see if that works. Toshma Amrulo, the Rav Meir, we have a braita that the chachamim respond to Rav Meir. How can this guy passel a dayan who is mumchal rabim, which implies that Rav Meir said you could passel any dayan? So ema local imenish posel dayan shimchu rabim aleim. No, what he means is what they meant to say is how do you have the power to the wherewith the say to invalidate a dayan that the public accepted? Not that he's really a mumcha, but shimchu rabim aleim. That a person can passel until it's a beitin shemumcha l'rabim, divrei Rav Meir. All right? Now, that means that we've now got Rav Meir in a position which is far more palatable, where he seems to say that the one baldin can invalidate another baldin, the other guy's dayan, as long as he is not humchuhu rabim, as long as not somebody that was accepted by the public. Good. Okay. Now, is that really true? Because watch this. Vaha edim kemumchin dami. After all, edim have the same stature in edut as mumchim have in dayanut, meaning they're the best edim that you have. Just like these are the best dayanim. And Rav Meir said, you can invalidate the other guy's witnesses. Mashma, that you can invalidate the other guy's dayanim, no matter how great they are. So, Rish Lakish pekadosh amar devar zeh. Rish Lakish said, it's not possible that Rav Meir would have said something like this. Pekadosh. So Tani Edo, Rav Shlokas said, you know what Rameir really said is Edo, not Edav. You could invalidate his witness. Edo Lamai. What's one witness coming for? Ilem Lamamon, if one witness is coming, the other guy's bringing one witness to be Motzi Mamon. Rachmana Pas, the Torah already said that's no good. You need two. Ilishvua, if he's coming for an oath, to, in other words, he's going to testify, make you take an oath. So Imuna Mehemna Kavei Tre, the Torah said, is via Zaviyashvua. He's now on the Kavei Tre, like two. So Liolam, a Mamon. It must be that he's coming for Mamon. So Lotzvicha, the Kibla Ale Kavei Tre. What happened is you said originally, I'll accept this guy like two. So my Kamashvalan, Dematzi Hadarbe. So all you're telling me is that the Rabbanan say you have the, that Rameir says you could change your mind and say, no, I no longer accept him as two. I thought he was going to testify my benefit. Instead, I'm taking, changing my mind. Tanina, the very next Mishnah says that we have coming up. Amarlo Nemanalai Abba, Nemanalai Avichan, Nemanalai Shlosha Roy Bakar. In other words, you accept invalid witnesses and say, I accept them. Rameir says you could change your mind. Chacham say you can change your mind, which now is replicating what we just said in our Mishnah. Ve'amar of Dimon Breder of Nachman Breder of Yosef Kigon to Kibli Ale Bechad, and we're talking about a case where you originally accepted them when there was only one dayan there, and then when the full complement of dayanim came and you had three, you said, you know what, I don't accept them anymore. Rameir says you could recant. Chacham say you can't. So why would we then need our Mishnah and that Mishnah to say the same thing? The answer is tzricha. Di tana abav avicha. If we only had the second Mishnah, b'hakam rabbanon d'lo matzi adavei. I might think in that case you can't change your mind. Shum da abav avicha chazulamot, because my father, your father, krovim, they're otherwise they're valid witnesses, and they're, it's my father with another guy, but they're just not valid here because they're krovim, but they're good guys. Avachad kivei treva, to accept one aid z'lamalochazi, that's never good. Aim a mode to the Rameir. Maybe the Rabbanon agree with Rameir that you can change your mind. V'yashmin and Baha, and now do the flip. Baha kam Rameir, if we only had the first case with the one guy, we would say, oh, Rameir says you can't change your mind. You can change your mind because there was only one guy. Abahi aim a mode to the Rabbanon, but in the case of Abba Vavicha, I might think he agrees with the Rabbanon, you can't change your mind because these are essentially valid witnesses. Tzricha, so we needed both. That's very nice, but the problem is as follows. Hamiliktani Resha Dayano Vesefa Eidav. Our Mishnah is using very exacting language. In the second clause, it talked about Posel Dayano in the singular. And in the last clause, it said Eidav, his witnesses in the plural. Amadafkaktani. So we see that the Mishnah is being written with very exacting attention to the numbers. So you can't say Eido anymore. So we have to fix it. Amar Balazar Bevahu V'Acher LePoslan. You know what we have? Is the Baal Din and another guy from the outside are coming to invalidate his witnesses. We're back to one Baal Din brings witnesses, the other Baal Din can invalidate them. And Rameir says it works, and Chacham say it doesn't work, unless you bring a proof. So, Kol Kamine, think about this. If you're Baal Din and another guy brings Edim against you, and you and some other guy come and testify that these guys are Ganavim or Krovim or whatever, why would you have the power to do that? No gabi eduto. You're a vested interest here. You want to invalidate them. Therefore, we can't trust you. No, you mean that you made a real claim here. You didn't just make an accusation, but you made a real claim. If you're making a claim that these guys are Gazlanim or something else would invalidate them, so call Kamine. You say the same problem. No gabi eduto. You're still a vested interest. You're making a claim that this guy is a Karov, or that he's an Eved, perhaps. He's a Apostolate. Rameir Sarahani Mishpacha Kabisadi. So Rameir says, when you, the Baal Din, and this other guy testify that one of the witnesses of the other fellow is an Eved, you're just testifying not him. If you're a Melech Apostle, then the result will be that his testimony is out. Rabbanan Sarri, Sof Sof No Gerbe Du Tohu. Rabbanan say, no, Lemaisa, your testimony is directly affecting your case, and therefore you can't change your mind. That's another way to look at it. Now, Ki Atar Avdim Rabbi Yochanan. We have two reports in Rabbi Yochanan's name. The first one is brought by Avdimi. He says, Machloke B'Shtei Kitei Edim. The only Machloke we have between Rameir Chachamim is if there's two sets of Edim, and you're coming to invalidate the first. Rameir Sarri Tzorich Levarar. Rameir says that when you have evidence you bring to Beit Din, a shtar, a chazaka, edim, sets of edim, you have to clarify that they're all good. The Rabbanan Savri, Enot Tzarich Levarer, Rabbanan disagreed and said you don't. Everybody would agree with Chachamim that if there's only one kat, you don't have the ability to pasul them. So we're throwing out Rabbi Elazar's answer. We're taking a different direction. So I'm ruling in front of Rabbi Yehuda Ravasi. So Rabbi Yochanan's students asked him, "Ein sham elakat achat mahu? What if there is only one kat? Then what?" We just said, if there's one kat, you can't pasul them. What kind of question are you asking? His question is this. What happens if there's two kitot? You invalidate the first, which is perfectly fine because you're not no gab edut because there's another kat there. And our mayor says, tzarich levarer, which means you've already clarified that the second kat is good. So you're invalidating the first kat doesn't help you at all, so we believe you. But what happens if it turns out afterwards the second kat really was no good? So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kfar Hidu Eidim Arishonim. This edut of the Baal Din and the other guy testifying against the first kat is accepted. Since they're out, the second group is out, no Eidim. Ikadam Ravashi Kfar Hidu Eidim Arishonim. Some people say that that was an answer given by Ravashi. Okay. Now, Meir Plugta de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kami Palgi, so perhaps Rabbi and Chachamim are parroting the machloket, or pre-configuring the machloket of Rebbe Moshe Gamliel that we had earlier in Bab Batra, the Tanya. Habalidon b'shtar v'chazaka. Let's say a guy has a claim against him that he's on somebody else's land. And he says, I have a shtar that proves it's my land, and I have a chazaka. Nidon b'shtar, Rebbe says, you've got to use the shtar and clarify that the shtar is good. Shem Gamliel omer, nidon b'chazaka. He says, use the chazaka. V'avinan, by an hour discussion there, we said, b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar. What Rebbe Shem Gamliel says, you can't use the shtar. Aleim af b'chazaka, which Shem Gamliel meant, which you could also use the chazaka. But kaimelan about tzarich levarer pligi. We know that the machloket Rebbe and Shem Gamliel is about tzarich levarer, meaning that Rebbe says tzarich levarer, and therefore, since the entire thing rests on the shtar, you have to confirm the shtar before you go further. You can't use the chazaka. Shem Gamliel says, no, you could use the chazaka also, because ain't tzarich levarer. You don't have to substantiate every claim of evidence you have, just the one that ultimately you use. Lo. I'll leave him. We're going to say the machloket is not the same. I'll leave him. Gamliel kuli alma lo pligi. Everybody agrees according to Moshe Gamliel ain't tzarich levarer, and therefore you could not invalidate the group because we haven't checked the other group. Ki pligi, I'll leave it to Rebbe. The machloket Rameir Chachamim is about Rebbe. Rameir k'Rebbe. Rameir says straight up like Rebbe. Since Rebbe says tzarich levarer, therefore we had to clarify both groups, and therefore you could invalidate the first. For Rabbanan Amri Lecha, what did Rabbanan say? Ad kam lo kamer Rebbe Hatam. When did Rebbe say that? Al b'chazaka mikoach shtar kati. Rebbe said that you have to clarify the shtar because the chazaka rests on the shtar. The chazaka is a claim that the shtar is substantiating. And therefore, if the shtar is no good, or the shtar hasn't been substantiated, the chazaka is meaningless. Aval hachadani edim la mikoach edim achrini katu. Here you got two sets of edim that come independently. So Rebbe would say, which means, if I come and I say, I've got two kitot of edim, we don't have to check into the second one before I bring the first one. I bring the first one, and whatever happens, and if it doesn't work out, I bring a second one. So in other words, we've got three approaches about tzarich levarer. We've got ein tzarich levarer, which means, in general, whenever I bring multiple proofs, all we do is look at whichever the evidence I'm presenting. If it works, it works. If not, we go to the next one. Then we got Rebbe's tzarich levarer, which is that when there are two pieces of evidence where one rests on the other, we have to clarify both. And then we have the Rabbana, the Rameir's tzarich levarer, which would mean that whenever you bring multiple evidence, you have to check into the validity of all of them, regardless of whether or not they are independent or interdependent. Okay, that's Rav Dimi's take on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said the machloket is only between Rameir and Chachamim, in the case where the two kita edim and you're invalidating the first. Now, ki ata Ravina Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin brought a different word, explanation for Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha be'edim psulin v'dayanim k'sherim. He says very simply, the second clause where you can invalidate dayanim is when you first invalidated edim and you were proven to be right. And then you claim the dayanim, who it turns out are kosher, but you're invalidating them. Migo to pasli edim, since your word on the edim was proved to be right, pasli namid dayani. You invalidate the dayanim too. Seifa there, I'm still made him sharing. And the seifa was the same thing where you said these dayanim are pasul and you proved it was right. And then you peremptorily, said I don't like the edim, and so we accepted. The migo to pasli dayanim, pasli edim. We have the same migo working backwards. So matkifla Rava. Rava says, Bishto amigo to pasli edim, pasli nema dayani. I understand why we allow you to invalidate the dayanim, because you proved your point. There's another Beit Din to go to. What's the problem? But to do it the other way, to say that we're going to allow you to invalidate the Einim, if I Einim too late, there are no other Einim. We're giving you the power to knock out the whole case. So we're talking about a case where there is another Kat. So if there isn't another Kat, you're not allowed to. Then Ravine's version of Rabbi Yochanan is the same as Rav Dimi. Then we're only talking about a case where there's two kitot and you're knocking out the first. So the difference between them is Rav Dimi doesn't have this migo, which says you have nemanut to invalidate witnesses or dayanim without any proof, just because the first claim you made of invalidating the other group was turned to be right. That's the machloket. Okay, one last piece to do here about Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said this line. Gufam Resh Lakish pekados shamar davar zeh. Resh Lakish said this. The holy man, Reb Meir, would say something like that, which presents Resh Lakish as somebody with great humility and also speaking in such lofty terms about Reb Meir. So Tani Edo. Now Eini v'Amar Ula Roat Resh Lakish Beit Midrash Kilo Oker Harim V'Tochanan Zebazeh. You see, Resh Lakish in the Beit Midrash, it's like he's picking up mountains and grinding them against each other. Meaning, Resh Lakish is a tough guy. He didn't talk that way. So you guess what? Remeir was even greater than that. So Hachi Kamar, that's the point. Look at how much these Chachmei Eretz Yisrael loved each other. They didn't meet, but loved each other. And in spite of the fact that when it came to learning, they were very, very sharp, came to the way that they talked about each other, they were very kind. We have a case like that. Rebbe, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, it was Kamar Asolat Minat Tzonein. He said that on Shabbat you're not allowed to even put Tzonein under something that keeps it warm. Rabbi Yossi's son said, my father said it was Mutter. So Rabbi said, nu, what can I do? The Zaken already said. Meaning Paskin, I can't Aser it. Amar Papa, Borei Kamar Mechavin Zetzes. So Rabbi Papa said, look at how much these Chachmei Eretz Yisrael loved each other. If Rabbi Yossi was alive, he'd be sitting in front of Rabbi. Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi took his father's place. He was the Rav in Sipori. He took his father's place. Whether it's true that Rabbi Yossi himself would have sat in front of Rabbi like that is a little bit hard to prove. But nonetheless, what did Rabbi say about Rabbi Yossi? The Zaken already paskin. What can I do? This is in the Nevuah of Zechariah where you're acting like a shepherd and takes two shepherd sticks and calls one pleasantness and the other one attack, as it were. Noam, what's that? That's the Tavon Chomin Eretz Yisrael. Shemanimim Zelazav Halacha. They talk nicely to each other in the study of Halacha. Chovlim, who's that? El Tavon Chomin Shabavel. Shemachavlim Zelazav Halacha. They kind of ambush each other in Halacha. They talk mean to each other. And then further in Zechariah earlier, Vayomer Elish Nevene Yitzhar Homdim, Shnaim Zetim Alea. This is in the famous prophecy that Zechariah had about the menorah with the two olive branches on it. Yitzhar, what's Yitzhar? Which of course means olive oil. They're nice to each other like olive oil. What are the two olive branches? They're bitter with each other like an olive. And then later in the Nevuah, in the same night of Zechariah's Nevuah, on the 24th of Shvat, So he had this prophecy, he saw these women flying out, and they had a basket, and they said they're going to build a house in Eretz Shinar. What does that all mean? These two women are flattery and haughtiness, yardu l'bavel, that left Eretz Yisrael, went to Bavel. Did it really go to Bavel? We have a tradition that 9/10 of the haughtiness that came to the world went to Elam, which is on the other side of the Prat of Bavel. V'achad kolam kula in the Bavel Nachid. Yeah, originally went to Bavel. V'shtavu le'Elam. Then it moved to Elam. Tekanam nichtiv l'vnot la'bayit b'Eretz Shinar. In other words, she went to build a house in Shinar. She didn't do it. She went for that purpose. Shema mina v'amamar simel gasud ruach aniyut. But wait, we have a tradition that once you see haughtiness, eventually you'll see poverty. V'aniyut l'Bavel Nachid. And poor poverty came to Bavel. So, my aniyut, aniyut Torah. No, poverty in Torah, and that is not in Bavel. So the Chtiv, Achot Lanu Ktanam Ashadayim Eima, the Pasuk at the end of Shir Hashirim, Amar Biyochanan Zu Elam Shizachtal Lamod Vo Zachtal Lamed. Our little sister, that's Elam, where they have people who study, but none of them are good enough to teach. So my Bavel, we have now a nice statement about Bavel. What's Bavel? Amar Biyochanan Blula B'mikra, Blula B'mishnah, Blula B'talmud. She's Bavel because she is mixed up with, it has a compilation of Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud all put together. But on the other hand, we have another tradition about Bavel. Machshakim Oshivani Kimetei Olam, God put me in the darkness like the dead. Yirmiyazu Talmud Asher Bavel, that's Talmud Bavel. So there are different takes among Chachamei Eretz Yisrael about how to understand and appreciate what Bavel was. Okay. So we will pause at this point and we will pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.